Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus says to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, during the time of Jesus, the Jewish people saw him as a lawbreaker. They didn't really comprehend the identity of Christ and his mission. That was why they were accusing him of breaking the law of Moses. And Jesus made it very clear that he came not to break the law, but to fulfill the law and the prophets. So during that time, we have the commandments, we have the Pentateuch, we have the law and the prophets, and also we have the oral regulations that were not written down. And people at that time, they so much valued the oral regulations. And that was really a burden on so many people who were their followers. And you know, when a law is not written down, there may be various interpretations of that. And most of these laws that were not written down has to deal with liturgical observance of the olden time, the Old Testament. So Jesus came when he saw that a lot of burdens was being placed on people. He tried to let them know God's intent. He tried to let them know the spirit of Moses. And the people started to accuse him as a lawbreaker. Even in the Council of Trent, Jesus was described as not just as the Redeemer, but also the lawgiver, who is a fulfillment of the law of God. So the problem at that time was people were accusing him because they could not really comprehend and understand the identity of Jesus and the mission of Jesus. But he made it clear that he came not to abolish, but to fulfill. In other words, we have to look up to Jesus. For example, when Prophet Isaiah talks about the new covenant in Jeremiah 31:31, he was talking about the new covenant. And when Jesus came, Jesus now fulfilled that new covenant in his blood by offering his life on the cross as a sacrifice. So we could see that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. So we have to look up to him, and we have to follow his examples, especially during this time of Lent, when he invites us to accompany him on his way to the Calvary. By this invitation, he wants us to intensify our prayer lives. He wants us to abstain from sins. He wants us to deprive our body comfort so that our souls can transcend and have a relationship with him. So if we are able to listen to him and do what he tells us to do, we are fulfilling that law. So my dear friends, let us pray for the grace to continue our spiritual journey by making sure that what we are being taught by the church, we try as much as possible to observe the rules and regulations, because that will be our guide in every organization, in every gathering. There's always guidelines. And when we follow the guidelines, then we are heading towards progress. But when we do not, it doesn't mean well for that organization. So in the church, we have the guidelines. During this time of season, the Lenten time, we have the guidelines. So let us try as much as possible to fulfill these obligations as we journey with him. And let us remember that as we journey with him, we will also share in the joy of the resurrection.